Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
What's happening, man? What's happening? How you doing?
All right. Spumoni emergency taken care of. We're all good to go. However, I'm working on a Spumoni emergency myself, so I don't know. At some point, I may just have to run. So I just want you to know that this morning is just terrible. It's awful.
We'll be back Monday. How about that?
Yeah, honestly, there was a part of me last night, because I didn't sleep well last night. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go in, throw in some best ofs, and be done with it, all right? No one wants to listen. We don't want to be here today. It's Friday. No. The weather's been crap. Yeah, we should have just done that. Lesson learned. So,
Bob, we're here, so we got to do sports. So let's get to that.
If you're expecting something great today, don't, all right? Don't. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, so when you finally muscle through a Friday and you're ready to kick back and relax, you got a fridge full of delicious Bud products. Ah!
Nice. All right, here we go. This is weird. This sports report's kind of weird. So I'm reading the sheet that Dave sends us. It says tonight that the Panthers played, but that was last night. I don't know what's going on with this. But the story after that, Panthers completed a 24-9 win over the Texans last night after losing Christian McCaffrey to an injured hamstring, I think it was. That's what it was. It kept showing the replay. I watched a little bit of the game last night. I didn't watch it in its entirety, but kind of felt like the Panthers had it basically the whole time. That's who we picked yesterday, right? Panthers to win?
Yeah, yep. I think both of us agreed that the Panthers looking good this year. Not bad. So, yeah.
Sam Darnold threw for 304, ran for 2 touchdowns. Dude, Sam Darnold can run.
Yeah.
I didn't really know that about him too much. But, yeah, the boy's got wheels, man. He put the game away when he bowled in from 1 yard to make it 24-9 with 4 minutes left. Carolina winning that game last night. So there are some more games this weekend. Sunday, Ravens going to be Detroit playing the Lions. 1 o'clock. You can catch it on Rock 107 WIRX right here. You can listen to the game if you can't watch it on TV. Bears going to be in Cleveland playing the Browns at 1 o'clock. That's on Sunday. Also, Colts going to be in Tennessee playing the Titans at 1 o'clock. A bunch of 1 o'clock games this weekend. So more football news. Vegas, Las Vegas kicker Daniel Carlson. Listen to this. This is crazy, dude. Daniel Carlson had a great game in week 2, and it cost him a fantasy football win. Carlson is in a fantasy league with a bunch of his college buddies. The team he played against last week had him as their kicker. Sure enough, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Carlson went 4-for-4 in field goals, had 2 extra points. Raiders were victorious, but Carlson took the L in his fantasy league, admitting, "I definitely contributed to my own loss." Dude, that's weird. I guess I never really thought about that. And I just assumed that professional players were not allowed to do fantasy.
Well, maybe if it was in a betting league. Because it's the old Pete Rose thing. You know, he got barred from baseball for life because he admitted to betting on games he played in and coached.
Do you think a lot of these professional athletes have themselves on their team?
I mean, I would. Absolutely.
Wow. Especially a kicker. Because you think, I'm going to make every damn field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd like to think every player would think that they are going to have a lights out game every single game. But especially a kicker, it's like, dude, you probably should make 4-4.
Ah, man, I got myself in the draft. Damn it. I don't know. I'm surprised. I'm sure there's rules involved with this, because if it's a gambling league, if it's just for fun, there's just like a goofy trophy at the end, like a lot of people do. Like, I'm in a fantasy league with my cousins, and it's just a trophy at the end. There's no money involved. Like, none of us want to do that. So if it's like that, I can see fine. But if it's money involved and big money, I could see maybe the league being like, whoa. You're in a betting league.
How much money are we talking to? Because we're paying you a lot of money. So don't be shaving any points here, Carlson.
And honestly, for a kicker, that might be the easiest position.
Easiest way to shave.
Think about that.
You just barely miss every time. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
Weird, man. I don't know.
Anyway, moving on. More kicking in sports this morning. It's just a kicking kind of a Friday. College football, man. If you like cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. Cheese. You might want to start rooting for LSU kicker Cade York. I just signed a deal with Velveeta where if he attempts a field goal over 50 yards during any game the rest of the season, fans can win free queso. Nice. Queso's good, dude.
It's good, dude. I could drink queso. God, that's good.
So good. So good. It really is.
God. I should hear you getting fatter.
Oh, man. Fans need to enter at VelveetaQuesoContract.com. Each week's grand prize includes a Velveeta football jersey, a queso serving bowl, 12 blocks of Velveeta, and 12 cans of Rotel tomatoes. Dude, nice. Come on, boy. Come on, Cade.
Yeah.
Kick it over 50 yards. LSU. So maybe you'll want to sign up for that. You could college games usually on Saturday. So if you win this, you could potentially have a nice spread for Sunday's games.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Yeah. Yeah. All this queso's coming tomorrow, man. It's going to be great. Just a bucket of queso. Over. Yeah. Come on.
Bring your crock pots.
I got a bucket of queso coming. It is fantastic.
Yeah. There you go, man. Yeah, a lot of field goals, a lot of made field goals in the sports this morning. I still have some baseball coming up, but save that for next hour.
All right, that works for me. Good enough. I mean, queso, fantasy league, you know. I didn't get angry about the Packers. That's your sports brought to you by
Sports Report.
Sports Report. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock everything that rocks.
Yo, Dad. All righty. Good morning. 7:25, Brock Hunter.
Morning. You don't like Tim Burton, so you can't hum this. Damn you.
All right. We got to get right to it because, of course, we're running behind. I ran in too long about how much I hate Nick Cannon, so let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you hate Nick Cannon like I do, at least you can wet your whistle after yelling about him with Bud Distributing.
There you go, because right? Your throat is so scratchy from being so angry for some reason about Nick Cannon.
He's a real piece of trash.
Yes. Hey, Panthers last night completed the 24-9 victory over the Texans. You watch any of that game last night?
I did not. I did not get
a lot of people don't because it's on NFL Network and you got to pay a little extra NFL Network.
I'm not doing that. I ain't falling for that money grab.
Damn it, dude. Well, come on, guys.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it's depressing the way you broadcast these games. Anyway, McCaffrey. Injured last night. It's kind of sucked. He pulled his hamstring, went out pretty early in the game. Yet to be determined on what's happening with him. But Sam Darnold threw for 304 last night, ran for 2 touchdowns. The boy can run. I found that out about Sam Darnold last night.
Yeah.
Took off a few times. I'm like, woo! Ain't Tom Brady.
He got some wheels on him. He got some wheels. Yeah.
You know? So there you go. Yeah. The Panthers not looking bad. Whitley's all excited, dude. You can tell them wispy legs are shaking in their boots every time they play. I've seen him at the bar a few times and watched a game. I watched a second game with them for a little bit. He's a good dude, but, man, he loves them Panthers, man.
He does, and I don't know why. It doesn't make sense.
He's kind of a random team, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Is he from Carolina?
I don't know. Not sure. But, yeah, he loves the Panthers. Anyway, more games this weekend. Ravens going to be Detroit playing the Lions, 1 o'clock. You can listen to that right here, Rock 107 WIRX, if you can't catch the game, because sometimes the Bears are being played over the Lions, and your Lions fans get all pissed off. But we're your saviors because we understand. We know that there's some Lions fans out there, so we broadcast the game. Catch that at 1 o'clock right here on 107. Bears going to be in Cleveland playing the Browns, 1 o'clock. Colts going to be in Tennessee playing the Titans, 1 o'clock. All right. Brock, real quick, Ravens or Lions?
Ravens. Well,
Ravens aren't. Are they? I don't know too much about the Ravens. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Ravens. Sorry,
I'm
Lions.
I'm taking the Lions.
All right.
You know, I think Lions are upset. They're like, you know what? This is it. This is ridiculous. We don't have a bad team.
Yeah.
Let's go out there and
do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Bears and Browns.
Bears.
Bears, come on, Bears. Let's go. I don't even care if the Browns were last year's Super Bowl winner. We're going for the Bears, baby.
Yep, I agree.
You beat up that Ohio team. Not to mention, I just don't like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I know. You've expressed that before.
I don't like him.
And it's interesting because a lot of people like Baker Mayfield.
I don't understand it. Dude, he's got like this weird cocky attitude. He's always got this thing on his face that you just want to punch. I don't know. He's in a new commercial. It's a Hulu commercial where he goes out and does a cadence. Hulu Plus every Sunday is ready, blah, blah, blah. And then he does like a drop back and like kind of half throws the ball. I just don't like it. I don't like you, Baker.
He's got a hot wife. Does that make you like him anymore?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. You know why? It's because you're an NFL quarterback. That's why. It's not because of your attitude.
It's not because of your sparkling personality.
I just don't like. I don't know what it is, Brock.
Oh.
But you know, I feel like I'm a pretty good judge of person. There's a lot of people out there I love. I can just look at you and be like, you know, you're good too. I like you.
I mean,
I don't know.
I kind of get what you're saying, but I also feel like, I don't know. He seems like a nice guy. He's a little bro-ish, you know?
No, it seems like it's fake.
Yeah?
Like when he's like laughing and hanging out, it's like, no, you're not really.
But really, behind closed doors, he's mean to dogs and kids. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he punches babies, dude, for sure.
Good God. Good God.
Just saying.
And again, if anybody who knows Baker Mayfield is listening, this is all just hearsay. We're just you know, somewhat guessing on the character of Baker Mayfield.
No, he's listening, dude. He's a big fan of the show.
God, these guys hate me. I don't know what I did, man. I don't know what I did.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what you did. You know what you did, Baker. You son
wipe
of
that
a bitch.
Look off your face. We'll talk. I don't know.
Rat bastard.
All right, Colts, Titans. Who do you got?
Colts.
I'll take Colts too. Brian, here we go. We're on your side this week.
There you go, Brian.
You know what, though? The Titans are pretty good.
Not bad. Not a bad team.
You know what? I wanted to be on your side. I'm gonna take Titans, I think.
All right.
If I were to put money down. Not that I don't like the Colts. It's just, you know, my wit, my intuition tells me that the Titans might pull this one up.
Garbage intuition. What are you talking about?
Shut up. All right, moving on. Las Vegas Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson had a great game week two. Cost him, this is kind of weird, cost him a fantasy football win. What? Carlson is in a fantasy league with a bunch of his college buddies. Team he played against had, well, him as their kicker. Sure enough, that's the Steelers. Carlson went 4-for-4 in field goals. I'm sure on the fourth one, he was like,
I'm going to lose this week, man.
He's getting pretty close, man.
I need to double doink one of these just so I can stay ahead in the league, man.
Purposely. You know, 4-for-4 on field goals. He had 2 extra points. Raiders were victorious. Carlson took the L in fantasy league, though, admitting, I definitely contributed to my own loss in fantasy. Dude, that's weird. I guess I never really thought of that. Like, dude, you could. I always just assumed it was illegal. Like, they wouldn't let you do fantasy if you're a professional athlete.
It makes sense because you can bet. You can profit from. Like we mentioned last hour, Pete Rose got barred from baseball because he was betting on games he played in.
Shaving points.
And did he shave points? He said he never did. He said he always gave it his all. But there's been a lot of times where.
Suspicion.
Yeah, for sure.
So the kicker is probably the best position to shave points. I'm just barely going to miss this one.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bit outside. Yeah. You know, nobody's going to know.
Yeah. And honestly, you could do one missed field goal and make a really good payday. You're like, hey, I'm gonna bet. Now, granted, the game's got to get down, I guess, to a field goal or something like that. But a lot of games do. You know, extra point, field goal. Yep.
It's just weird to think about. And it'd be interesting to know of how many, like, points are being shaved right now. You know, like, there's probably a lot of it going on that we don't know about. You think?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Referees throwing flags when they shouldn't be. Or
yeah. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan sitting out a year.
Sitting out a year. Because, oh, no, he wanted to play.
Gambling problems.
If anybody truly believes that he wanted to leave basketball at the height of his career to go play baseball, just because of that, you're dreaming.
It's a wild thing to think about. Yeah, so there you go, man. I got more baseball stuff, but, dude, it's not that fun to talk about. So let's just end it there. Shaving points in sports this morning. There you go.
I like it. That's good enough for me. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.